Don't do it.
Okay. Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Morer of David Simon Rav Yosef, as well as for the safety of the hostages and the safety of the Chayalim. Today's daf is Bava Metzia daf Chof Gimel, and we left off with the words Tana Rabbanan towards the top. I'm sorry, Tashma. Tashma towards the top of Chof Gimel Amid Aleph. The hardest part of the issue is going to say good morning to everybody because I'm recording on the phone because the Wi-Fi here is gone. Don't ask. Good morning, Avram Simcha Chanachanach. David Yeshua, Harav Dov Ben Yom, Mishnei Zalmadana Cohen, Avram Moshe Ben Yitzhak Meir HaKohen, Yitzhak Aryeh, Reuben from Harrisburg, Yitzhak Meir HaKohen. Thank you all so much for joining, as well as the Rabbi Eliezer Dov, Chaim Tzvi, Tzvika, Avram David, Avram Chaim, and Dr. Joe. Thank you very much for joining. Apologize about the Wi-Fi issues, but hopefully we'll fix that as soon as possible.
Amen.
Okay. At the end of yesterday's daf, so we had a dispute between Rava and Rava. Rava said that even a simon that's going to be destroyed, might be destroyed, is still considered to be okay. And because it may not be destroyed, so it's still going to be okay. Rava said that even makom is a simon. That's really the dispute. Whether or not a simon that's going to be destroyed could be a simon, or whether showing the place of an object, is that going to open? Maybe it'll move around. Maybe there might be two people who could leave the same thing in the same spot. Maybe makom's not a simon. So we're going to prove this issue now. So Tashma, this is going to be a question from our Mishnah against Rabbah. Kikaros shel nachtom, if you have loaves of bread made by a baker, hare elu shelo. So that belongs to the guy himself. You're allowed to keep them. No good simon. Hashel bala bayis chayv la'achris. Sounds like if it's a loaf of bread that belongs to an individual, if an individual bakes it, so then that is considered to be a simon. Why? Because each guy bakes a loaf of bread slightly different. Each woman, she bakes the bread a little bit different, so it has a simon. But wait a second. It's going to be destroyed. How's that a good simon? Shel ba'alabais my time came disbu simon. We all know that the bread of the person, the way a person bakes bread, he has a very unique way of baking bread. Alma simon asli daris avi simon to yufta de rabba. You see from here that a simon that's going to be trampled. When it's trampled, you know, it's going to be just a rabbi. The bread is still going to look like the way the woman made it. Must be that even a simon asli daris have a simon to yufta de rabba. That's the question against Rabba. Amalach Rabba. Hasam hai the time of Mishim Dein Mavir and Allah Ochlin. No! When you have a bundle of wheat which has a tied up in Rosh Hashanah, that would be a simon. That would be a problem in Rosh Hashanah because maybe it'll be trampled, so maybe it's not going to be a good simon. But here, no. Here, people aren't going to trample this because it's a loaf of bread. Everybody knows that you're not allowed to trample a loaf of bread. Machlokas, we've shown them exactly how to understand this. Ein mavirin al ha'ochlin. The halach is you have to pick it up. That's the way Rashi learns. If you see a loaf of bread lying on the ground, you have an obligation to pick it up. So not only you're not going to trample it, but Rashi says you have an obligation to pick it up. Tosis also says, here, dear Maschel, ain taptosis, Pirish, took a look at the taptosis. Ain o rashe laver melein, el tzorach la'agbion. You have to pick it up. You see a piece of food on the ground, you have to pick it up. But he says, don't explain it means that just that you're not allowed to trample it. Because in Erevin, on Daf Samach Dal, Rabbi Gamliel says to Rabbi Loi, pick up this piece of bread, because ain mavir na lochlin. Mashra from there, you got to pick it up. And there's another right from the Gemara over there. However, the Me'iri disagrees. The Me'iri says what the Gemara means is that just that you're not allowed to trample it, but not that you have to actually pick it up. So either way, oh, that's Eimavir Nala Ochen. Ask the Gemara, what about Vayikon Nochrim? Non-Jews, they don't care about that. Says the Gemara, Nochrim Chayshi L'Kshafim. The non-Jews aren't going to pick up, they're not going to step on a piece of food lying in the street because they're worried that somebody put like a spell on it. They're worried about witchcraft. I look at behemo clavim. What about animals or dogs? They're going to trample it. Says Gemara ba'asa de l'shchichi behemo clavim. You're right. If it was a place that there were behemo clavim, then maybe it would not be a good simon. But since it's a place that's l'shchichi behemo clavim, that's why it is a good simon. That's why kikaros shel ba'al bayis, you are obligated to be machers. Even Rabbo says that a simon ha'asa lidareis, if it's going to be trampled, so it is a good simon because it's not going to be trampled, either because there's no animals there, so you see from here, even the Rabbo said that a simon that's going to be trampled is not usually a good simon. Here in this case, it is because people aren't going to trample the bread, because Jews are not going to trample it, and even non-Jews, they're worried about shafim and animals. They're not animals there. He says, Gemara lema katanai. Let us say this machlokas Rabba and Rava is going like a machlokas tanoim. The Achronim point out, usually lema katanai means there's one amora giving you a position. We're saying the one amora is going like a machlokas tanoim. This is a little bit different, very rare in Shas to find this, maybe even nowhere else, where you have machlokas amoraim, and we say, let's say this machlokas amoraim is really a machlokas tanoim. It's just when you find that in Shas, but it wouldn't use the words lema katanai. Lema katanai usually means an individual. But here, it's actually Kirshner's iPhone. Okay. Good morning, Reb Mordechai. Oh, Reb Mordechai could not miss today's Dafyomi coincidence. Oh boy. Unbelievable Dafyomi coincidence today. Coming up. Coming attractions. Here we go. It's a good thing you woke up this morning. Here we go. Lema Kitanoi. Let us say the Machlokas Rab and Rava about whether Simon Asubi Darius is a Simon or whether Makom is a Simon. So, let us say Lema Kitanoi. Rabbi, our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer called over Sheish Bo Shinoi Chayv Lahachas. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you have something that was put down in a strange way, it has something strange about it, so then you have to be machas because this strange thing is a simen. Ketzad, Matzah Igul Uvasocho Cheres, if you find a round of pressed figs, and in the middle there's a piece of pottery, that's very strange. Kikar Uvasocho Mos, or you have a loaf of bread that has some, like Shlissel Challah, it has money in it. That's strange. So that is a simon. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Michlal, the Tanakama Savar, some say it was Rabbi Meir, some say it's Tanakama. The Gemara here sounds like it's Tanakama. Harei l'shalo. So that's not a good simon. Now, what are they arguing about? So now the Gemara, basically the whole rest of today's daf, is three versions of what this argument is. Let's look at version number one. Savrua, so what are they arguing about? The Gemara considers this to be maybe the coin just fell there. Maybe the piece of pottery just fell there. The guy's walking by. And it fell down there. It could be that's the way it happened. That's not a simon. The guy who left it there wouldn't know that there was a piece of pottery. No. Maybe it just happened on its own. A simon that might have happened by itself, but it's unlikely. Havi simon. No. It is a simon. We assume it didn't happen by itself. We assume that, no, the guy put the coin on his bread, the guy put the piece of pottery on his pressed figs as a simon, even though it could have happened by itself. No, that is a good simon. Umavirin ala ochlim. We also hold that people who walk along the way, maybe they did not pick up the bread. So maybe it could get trampled. Maybe people are going to trample over food, against what we just said before. So everyone holds that it's a good simon, but maybe it will get trampled. My love, b'simon ha'asli daris k'mithlia. What are they arguing about? They're arguing about whether a trampled simon is a good simon or not. Mars aratanakama holds lo ave simon. It's not a good simon because it's going to get trampled. Umar savar have a simon. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, it is a good simon. Rabbi Yehuda holds, it is a good simon because even though it's going to get trampled, that's what they're arguing about. It's going to get trampled. That's version number one. Says the Gemara, no, that's not what they're arguing about. As you can see, there's like four factors here. The Gemara is basically going to have four different versions, and each version is going to say no. It's another factor that they're arguing about. Right? What are the factors? They're arguing about whether or not, if it could have happened by itself, is that a simon? If it could get trampled, is that a simon? Or makom? Three factors, I think. Amar Rav Zimshay the Rabba. Isak Adaitach. If you would really think that Tanakhama holds that a simen that could be trampled is not a simen, and umavirin al ochlin, and people do trample food. If that's true, well then the rest of the Mishnah doesn't make sense. The beginning of the Mishnah. Kikara shel bala bayis b'rishis haram amai machers. So how come kikara shel bala bayis, which even in Rishis haram, why are you going to be machers them? That's going to be trampled. And therefore, the Gemara says, no, that's not what they're arguing about. Ela amarev zvim mishpeh derava, no. Version number two of the machlokas. Dekulei amas sabre, really, everyone, Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah holds simen osi daris havi simen. You got to hold in the Mishnah that a simen that's going to be trampled is a simen. That's why kikaras shel bal abayis. If you have the loaves of a bal abayis, you have to be machris, because even though it's going to get trampled, oh well, let's see. Everyone agrees simen osi daris havi simen. Umavir na la ochlin, and people do trample foods. But what are they arguing about? The third factor. They're arguing about whether this cheres in the middle of pressed figs or this coin in the middle of a loaf, is that considered to be a legit simen? Because maybe that just dropped in there on its own. Maybe the guy didn't put it there. So maybe that's not a good simen. That's the machlokas. Which makes a lot of sense, because he says, right, Mishuna, what's called Avashesh Boshinoi, Chayav Lahachas, because maybe it happened by itself. That's the machlokas. The Tanakhama suffers from the of law of a simon. Tanakhama says, no, it's not a good simon because maybe it happened by itself. Rabbi Yehuda suffer have a simon. He says, no, we assume if there's a coin in the bread or there's a piece of pottery in the middle of your pressed figs, so then it is a good simon. That's explanation number two. The Rabba Amalach, and Rabba will give you his version. No, Rabba, he can't say they're arguing about that. No. Because Rabba says that simen ha'asig li daris. Rabba said simen ha'asig li daris is not a good simen. So he can't say that they all agree that a simen ha'asig li daris is a good simen, because he said it's not. So he's got to say the other way around. The Rabba Amalach is the third version. Dekulei alma simen ha'asig li daris lav a simen. No, everyone agrees to me that a simen ha'asig li daris is not a good simen. Ve'ein ma'vir na'alamitz ala ochlin. Ah! But people do not trample food. They're going to pick up the food. So it's not going to get trampled here. Oh, so what are they arguing about? And he agrees. This is what they're arguing. He agrees with Rava that, about what they're arguing about. He just disagrees on what the assumptions are. He agrees. They're arguing about the question of whether a simon that happens on itself can be a simon. Right? Just that machlokas, Rabban Rava is, could it be trampled? So Rava said, It's going to be trampled, and the question is whether a simon of trampling. But everyone agrees that that a simon that could be trampled is a good simon. And Rabbi says no, it's not going to be trampled. But everyone agreed that if it would have been trampled, it's not a good simon. So what are they arguing about? They're arguing about whether or not a simon that happens on its own. It might happen on its own, could be a simon. Tanakhama suffers in the law of a simon. Tanakhama says if it could have happened on its own, it's not a good simon. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, have a simon. Rabbi Yehuda says a simon that happens on itself could be a simon. And there's now a fourth version of what the machlokas is. Ikada Amre, some have it slightly differently. Savrua, the B'nai Shivel, the Kule Alma Simon of Mamel, have a simon. Everyone agrees that even if it could have happened by itself, it is a good simon. The simon also be Doris. Law of a simon, and everyone agrees to Rabba that a simon that could be trampled is not a good simon. My love, b'mavir na'alochimufgi. Oh, maybe they're arguing on the other factor. This is the fourth version. They're arguing about the third factor, that whether or not they're arguing about whether or not people generally pick up food that they see or do they trample it. That's the question. Mar Savar Tanakhama holds Mavirin. People trample it, and therefore it's not a good simon. You don't have to be machmir. So Mar Savar Yehuda says, "Ein Mavirin." People don't trample it. Says the Gemara, "No." Amar Rav Simon the Rava, no. Isa Gadai Tanakama, Simon Osidurs, Lavi Simon. So Rava, right, this is Rava, so he can't hold that a Simon Osidurs, he holds that a Simon Osidurs is a good Simon. So Amar Rav Simon the Rava, Isa Gadai Tanakama, Simon Osidurs, Lavi Simon. No, if you say Tanakama holds that it's not a good Simon, it's going to be trampled. Umavir na lochlin, and people do trample, so then back to the same kasha. Kikara shabala bais rishas rav, my machriz. So why are you being machriz private loaves in the rishas rav? It's going to be trampled. Elam rav zim shay the rav, like we said before, technically speaking, it's really the sixth version, but it's really just repeating what we said before. Elam rav zim shay the rav, tekulei amasavrei, simen as doris have a simen, right? Rava's opinion is everyone agrees that Simen Asli Doris is a good Simen. Umavir Nalochon. And people do trample foods. They're arguing about the Simen that happens on its own. The Tanakhama Sarah, Simen Abame of Law. The Simen Tanakhama says a Simen that might happen on its own is not a good Simen. Rabbi Yehuda Sarah, Avi Simen. The Rabba Melach to Kuleyama, Simen Asli Doris, Law Avi Simen. Like me, everyone agrees that a Simen is going to be trampled is not a good Simen. The Eimavir Nalochon. People are not going to trample foods. And again, Vahacha, Bit. Simon Abba Meir Kamifki, they're arguing about a Simon that happens by itself. Tanakama Sava Simon Abba Meir Lavi Simon. Tanakama says, not a good Simon. You read Sava Hava Simon. So basically, there are various different interpretations of what they're arguing about. They're either arguing about whether a Simon that happens on its own is a good Simon or not, or they're arguing about whether a Simon can be trampled is a Simon or not, or they're arguing about whether or not people are going to tend to trample foods or not. So basically, you have to have one of the various factors.
So what's the halacha?
Oh, that's the next line. Very good, Dr. Joe. So, Amar Rav Zid Mishmei to Rava. Rav Zid says the name Rava. Klala da'avedata. Here are the rules. Kevan to Amar Vaila l'chisaron kis. Once a person says, oh, I'm so upset that I lost this item, miyayish leminei, that is considered to be yish, and therefore the owner is allowed to keep it, as opposed to gzela, says the Ran. As opposed to Gzela, that Yish by itself is not Kona, we paskin. Why? Because in Aveda, it was Mutter for you, right? The guy was Miyayish already, so it's just lying there. So at the time that you came in contact with it, it was already Yish. So you're allowed to pick it up. So that's why Yish alone works. By Gzela, you stole it from the guy. So even if he's Miyayish afterwards, since it was B'Yisuyah, so the other Yish alone doesn't work. You need Yish plus Shinui Rishus. And another halacha, V'amar Rav Zudin Shvei Derava, Hilchisa, the halacha is, Krichos Bershus Harabim Harayelu Shalom. Interesting, this is Rava. Now Rava holds Yish Shalom Midas Havi Yish. We don't hold like that. We hold like Abaye as far as that's concerned, but as far as this is concerned, we hold like Rava. That's why.
Yish Lorai Achila. Once, I mean, that's why, because once food is lost, I mean, that's why it becomes Midyayish.
Okay, but we're not necessarily.
Once dropped or lost on the ground.
Let's see. But that depends whether people are going to trample or not. So I'm going to say the Rava. Rava says Hilchisa Krichos Rishos Rabim. That's the bundles of wheat. That's not food, like Jerry said. Krichos, bundles of wheat that don't have a simen Rishos Rabim, and they're going to roll around Harei Elo Shalom. So you're allowed to keep it because it doesn't have a simen. But if it's in a private place, then it's not going to be kicked around. If they fell, harei shalom. But if the guy placed it down there, no tell umachriz. You have to be machriz it. You have to be machriz it. Because it's not going to get kicked around. So you assume if it's derech hanacha, the guy put it down there, he's going to come back to get it. So, and you'll be machris makom, right? That's what Rava holds. You can be machris makom. So you'll say, who lost something in Reuven's backyard? And the guy will say, oh yeah, I lost bundles of wheat. Vizeh. Whether it's in Rishas HaRavim or in Rishas HaYachid, B'davar She'ein Bo Simen, that's only by something that does not have a simen. B'davar She'yesh Bo Simen, if it has a simon, lo shnum b'shus harabim, lo shnum b'shus yachid, bein derech nefil, bein derech hanocha, chayev lahachriz. So Rava says, because he holds, even though it's going to be trampled, Jerry, even though it's going to be trampled, he holds, it's still a good simon. This is Rava l'shitaso, that a simon that's going to be trampled is a good simon, and that's the way he paskins. Okay, back to the Mishnah. machruzos shel dagim, rounds of strings of fish. Amai. So why do you like to keep it? Lehevet kesher simon. Why isn't the type of knot that's knotting it together? Why isn't it a good simon? Says the Gemara. Bekitra ditzaida. It's the official fisherman's knot. The kulei amahachim katre. Everybody ties the same type of fisherman's knot, and therefore it's not a simon. Says the Gemara. Lehevet minyan simon. Why don't we have that the number of fish should be a simon? Says the Gemara. It's like a dozen eggs. Says the Gemara. Beminyana deshavin. We're talking about a case where everybody sells the same amount of fish, like it's a dozen eggs. All the fishermen would tie together 10 fish on the thing, and therefore saying that there were 10 of them is not going to be a simon. By my name, Rav Sheshes, the Bnei HaYeshiva is the question of Sheshes. Minyan, have a simon, love a simon. Let's say if a person gives the number of something, he knows exactly however many things it was, is that a good simon or not? So I'm a little Rav Sheshes, Tini Suah. What do you mean? We learned this in a brisa. Matzah, clay chesef, or clay nechoshes, silver vessels, or copper vessels, gisteron shel aver, or a piece of broken lead, v'chol kli matkas, any other types of metal, harezeh lo yachzir, ad sheyitein os, o ad sheyichavin mishkalosav. Don't give it back until the person gives you a simon, or the weight that it was. If he can give you the weight, probably can give you the number of them, or the measure, how big they were, or the number. Sounds like a good simon. Someone says, yeah, the number is a good simon. Again, unless it's like we said before, that all the fishermen do the same amount of fish, or it's a dozen eggs, they found in the box, everyone sells a dozen eggs. Someone says, no. Otherwise, the number is a good simon, as you and I would have thought. V'chaticha shel basar, you could keep them. Amai lehem mishkal simon. Why don't you give the weight? Why isn't the weight the simon? Says, gemar mishkal deshavin. Everyone sells a pound of meat, 2 pounds of meat. It was the same amount, so the mishkal will not be a simon. V'tevi chaticha guf simon. What about the way that you cut it? Why don't you say the way that you cut it, that is a good simon, the way that you cut it? Says the Gemara, oh, didafka, the cut of meat, is it from the neck? Oh, da atma, is it from the thigh? You should be able to say, I know where the meat came from in the animal. Milo tanya matzah chatichas dogim v'dog nosha chayvaris. If you find pieces of fish or a fish that had a bite in it, chayv la'achris. Chavil shel yayin v'shal shem v'shal tuv v'shal grov v'shal zeisim, barrels of wine or of oil or of wheat or of figs or of olives, hare l'shalo. You can keep them. So you see the type of cut is a good simon, right? If it's from the neck or it's from the yorich, that's a good simon. Chayv lahachris, right? Chatichos shel dogim, pieces of fish, chayv lahachris. Says the Gemara. No, really, it's not a good simon. Hachamaya skinan, b'deka simana b'piska. No, it's the type. Not that from where it came from, that's not a good simon, but the type of cut, that's a good simon. And here we have the Daf Yomi coincidence. Look at this. Kiha de Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Rabba Bar Rav Huna, when he used to appoint a shliach, a non-Jewish shliach, to bring meat to his wife. What was the simon? It was a three-cornered piece of meat. Like a hamantash. Kiha de Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Mechatechle atlosa karnosa. But he used to send meat to his wife with a guy. Maybe the guy would switch the meat. How do you know it was a kosher meat? Maybe the guy would switch it. That's why he had a very special way of cutting up the meat. He would cut up the meat with three corners. Three-cornered piece of meat. What a Daf Yomi coincidence. The three-cornered piece of meat. Like the hamantash. Dekanami diktani dumya de dog noshech. It's got to be like a bit piece of fish, so that the simon is actually not where the fish came from, but what the fish looks like. So if it's a special kind of cut that he would cut up the meat in a certain way, that would be a good simon. Now, is it really good enough to have one simon when you send meat with a guy? Look at Tosis. Atlasa Karnasa, fourth Tosis. S Tosis. And tell me, the Rav Am Perak Eimamidin, by Basrish and the Salmon, I am by meat that's in the hands of a guy, you got to have two simon. Chavis aser b'chosam echad u'shmol nami lo poly ale elo b'chelav b'chol chelav abal baser yayin u'tcheles modeh. Answers Rabbeinu Tam that's talking about a Yisrael chashed, a Jew who's suspicious. Taisa says a suspicious Jew is worse than a guy. A suspicious Jew, you got to have two simanim, but a guy, only one simon. That a guy is more scared of the Jew than a Yisrael Chashid. So you got to have two simanim by Yisrael Chashid, but here we're talking about a guy, one simon is enough. What's the two simanim?
Rashi.
Three quarters. That was the one simon. That's the way he used to cut the fish. Triangles. That's one simon. You're not feeling well? Four shleim. Okay. I knew if you weren't here, I'd be, you were like sick. Dick? Okay. Amar Mar. Let's finish up here. Amar Mar. We learned previously. You don't have to. No sim. Guys, miyash. But didn't the Mishnah say Kali Yav Kadashem and Chayv Lahachris? Amar Zerah Rav Masnisin Birashim. We're talking about where you sealed up the barrels in a certain way when they're not usually sealed. That is a simon. They would do this from Shvat until Nisan. Oh, Dafyomi coincidence. From Shvat till Nisan, that's the simon. Says Gemara Mechlal the Brisa the Pasuach, that the Brisa is talking about where the barrels were like wide open, they weren't sealed at all. Huh. Even Pasuach, the animals are going to eat it. Aveda Midasi is mamish like you. It should be that it should be like an Aveda Midas. You should be able to keep it because the animals, like Jerry said before, if it's open, so the snakes, they're all going to drink it. Amar Rav Hoshaya, no, B'meitzif. You did put it, you covered it, but you didn't seal it. So that's why it's not a simon. Abaye Amar, feel temi the Barashim. No, you can say both of them are talking about where they were sealed. Below Kasha. Kan Kodim Shniftuchu Otsaras. The Mishnah is talking about a barrel that was sealed before everybody else was sealing them, and therefore it is a simon. But Khan, the Brisa that said sealing it is not a simon, after the storehouses are open, so everybody is sealing their barrels, and if everybody's sealing it, then it's no longer a simon. He found a barrel of wine, which was sealed, la'achar shniftcho otzeros, after the storehouses of wine were already opened and everybody was selling, asal chameda abay amalei zil shkol nafshach. You can keep it, even though it has a seal on it. Everybody's sealing it now, and therefore the seal is not considered to be a simon right now because it's after the time that everybody's sealing it. So therefore, sealing it is not a simon anymore. B'aymei Rav Yibim Rav Nachman, makom avisim and lo avisim. If the owner can tell you where you found the Aveda, is that a good simon or not? Amalei, Tinisua, we learned in a Brisa. Matzah you're allowed to keep it. What? Simon, lichris, makom. Why shouldn't the machris, machlok is rishonim? Either machris the object and he'll have to tell you where it was, or machris the place and he'll have to tell you what it was that you found. Machlok is rishonim. How you learn? Lichris, makom. Let it be machris that he lost the thing in a certain place, and then the guy will tell you what he found. Amar Rav Zvid, Hachamai Skina, no. Maybe the reason why Makom is not a simon in this case is you found it at the port, Berikshah Dinahara, at the edge of the river where all the boat people dropped all of their stuff. So Makom is not a simon because everybody drops their stuff over there by the port. Everybody unloads the boats in the same place. Amar Rav Murray, my time, Amar Rabbanon, Rixit Danahar Lavisim, and why did the rabbis say that the edge of the river is not a good simon? Damrinan lay kihechi disarmali didak isarmi nami lechavroch. Why is the port not a good simon? Because the guy could say, just like you unloaded your wine over there, that your friend is his boat. He unloaded the stuff over there also, and therefore the fact that it's there is not a simon. Ikadamri, some have a slightly different version of this. Amar my time Amar Rabbanan Mokom lo avisimon. Why do the rabbis say in general, not just that the port is not a simon, why do the rabbis say that, like we saw before, Rava, I think, said that Malko, or maybe Rabba, one of them, said Malko is not a simon, Damrin and Lay, Kikin Samen and Dachai, Malko Samen and Chavai, Malko. Oh, you said you hit it in a good place, well, guess what? The other guy might have hit it also in the same place. And therefore, Malko in general is not a simon because just like you left your thing over there, somebody else could have left his thing over there as well. A certain guy found like pitch in a wine press. It's made out of grapes. I don't know exactly what it is. The pitch is a type of some type of peels of the grapes, whatever it is. Asal kamei the Rav. He came in front of Rav to ask him, is he allowed to keep it? On my leg, zil shkol anashach, you can keep it. Chazav kom mechasen. So Rav saw that he didn't like the psak. He still didn't want to take it. He wasn't so excited. The rabbi said, you can keep it. On my leg, zil plug le l'chia brimine. You can go give some to my son Chia. I'm telling you, I pass him. It's good now. So this is the mefarshim say over here. Yeah, he gave it to his son. But he himself says the Yavitz. Yaakov Emden writes, he didn't want to take it to himself. Because the Gemara says, Yivamas, once a chacham is matir something, he himself shouldn't eat it. It doesn't look so good. Yeah, he said it's mutter because you yourself want to eat it. It doesn't look so good. But he said, give it to my son. He didn't want people to suspect him of paskening for his own benefit. Says the Gemara, Lema Kosav Arav, Makom Lahavisim. It sounds like he said, keep it. What do you mean? He found it in the wine press. Why isn't the place that you found it a good simon? Must be Malcolm's not a good simon. I'm a Rabbi Abba. No. Maybe really Malcolm is a good simon. No. He said the reason why he was matir is because the owner certainly was miyayish. Because he saw that they were like thorns that had grown on it already. Once thorns grew on this pitch, for sure, Malcolm is not a good simon. Or Zaruah writes based on this Gemara, even something that has a simon on it, if it's clear it's been lying around there for years and years and years, so we assume the owner was miyayish on it, even if it has a simon on it. If thorns were growing on it already, so this has been sitting there for a long time, so it's not a good simon. We assume, even it is a good simon, but the owner was miyayish. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Kol Kli An Puria, Pipuraya. Another Dafyomi coincidence. Thank you, Ramordechai. Kli An Puria. A brand new Kli. My An Puria. What's a Kli An Puria? I'm Ravina Mashmuel. Kelim Chadoshim Shalos Zavata Na'ayim. It's brand new, so you don't know how to tell a simon on it yet. What's An Puria stands for? Ein Po Raya. An Puria, Ein Po Raya. You have no raya because it's so new, you didn't have a chance to recognize it. So that's my, wait a second. But if I had a simon on it, how long do you have to have it? Have a simon on it. Says the Gemara. Hey, Chidami, what's ESBU simon? If it has a simon on it, sure. Who cares if you didn't have it for so long? You could stay the simon if it's the right simon. It should be good, even though it's brand new. So what?
Shoresh word poor.
Oh, exactly. E delesbu simon, kisvatanai mahavi. If it doesn't have a simon, so who cares whether you could recognize it or not? Says the Gemara, no, it's the din of a Talmud Chacham. Remember we said a Talmud Chacham, you give it back to me if he doesn't have a simon, because he recognized it. But if it's brand new, Talmud Chacham is not going to be able to recognize it. Lo'olam delesbu simon. We're talking about it doesn't have a simon. Nafkamin la'adu etzumir rabbonim etzvias eina. The difference is we know there's a halacha that a Talmud Chacham, even if he doesn't have a simon, he just recognizes, that's my shirt. So you give it back to me even recognize it. That's only by an old thing that he would be able to be Tovias Ayin. Savatanayin Kimim Gavayim. If he had time to, if it was not new, it was old, so he had time to recognize it, so then we Umadrinale. So the Talmud Chacham could recognize it and we give it back to him. Even without a simon. Even without a simon. Kilo Svatanayin, but if it's new, Lo Kimle Begavayu, he's not going to recognize it. V'lo mahadrinale. We do not give it to a Talmud Chacham. De Amar Rina Meshmul. Rabbi says the name of Shmuel. Bahani Tlas Milei Avidi Rabbanan De Bishanim Milei. Rabbis lie about three things, and rabbis are supposed to lie about three things. And they're allowed to lie about these three things. And the Rif writes, it's really a fourth thing that you're supposed to lie about, which is Darkei Shalom. Mishanim Pnei Shalom. Gemara says that you're allowed to lie if it's going to make peace between people. You heard this guy say something negative about the other guy. The guy will say, oh, I heard the guy. He said, no, he didn't say it like that. That's not what he said. You're allowed to adjust the truth if it will make peace between people. There's a fourth thing. Others say these three are all about the same thing. That's all about peace. So it's not really four things. All these three things are just an example of lying for peace. What are these three? These three things the rabbis lie about. B'maseches. He asked the rabbi how much he knows. I don't know so much. Rabbis are allowed to lie about that because it's humility. So let's say you go ask a rabbi a shayla. He knows the answer. So b'maseches, if you ask him, oh, are you an expert in this area of halacha? Nah, I'm not such an expert. They say, I'm not such an expert. Asks Tosfos, doesn't the Gemara say in Kiddushin that you're supposed to vishinantam levanecha sheidivru tarim mechudadim v'ficha? B'maseches, look at the Tosfos. B'maseches. B'tomar, v'omar, vishinantam sheidivru tarim mechudadim v'ficha. If a person, shem yishal chadam, if a person asks you a shayla, al tagamgim, v'tomarlo, el evelo miyad. Give him the answer. Yishlamar, and afka ba'adma ba'li shol, din ohora, ol islami. Avalhacha shebalo na so-so. Yeah, if you go ask the rabbi a shayla, he's not supposed to say, sorry, I don't know the answer, I can't answer you. No, the rabbi has to be able to answer you. And here, guy's coming to test you to see if you know stuff, you're allowed to lie and say, I didn't really learn this. Number two, Uvipuria. Bipuria. Bipuraya. Purim. No, doesn't mean that. Well, Bipuraya means your bed. Now, some say, this is, Rashi says it means, if you ask the Talmud Chacham whether you had marital relations with your wife last night, he's allowed to lie and say no. What a bizarre kind of a question. Why is the guy asking the question in the first place? Tosfos says, look at the next Tosfos, Bipuraya. Says Tosfos, Rashi's wrong. Bipuraya, ain regilus, she's old kish, Rashi, mshimish, mitaso. A guy said, ask you that marital relations with your wife last night, that's ridiculous. Ella, imbalkeri, haya, v'lo ba lo beis ha-medrish, u'shalu, I'm a lo ba. Why didn't you come to shir today? Oh, I had marital relations with my wife last night, so I'm a balkeri, and Ezra was misakin that about, I didn't get a chance to go to the mikveh yet, and Ezra said that a balkeri is not allowed to learn Torah. Now, so you're allowed to lie and say, oh, you know, I didn't come, I wasn't feeling well. Oh, speaker, sure you weren't feeling well, right? Okay. No, chas v'shalom. No, so, no, you just ask, a guy asked him, why didn't you come to shir yesterday? So the guy doesn't want to say because he was a balkeri. So say I wasn't feeling well. I was sick. Oh. Inanu shalu shachafta. Did you lie on this couch? And we're afraid maybe you're going to find like a stain on the couch or something. So he says, no, I didn't lie on the couch. It's embarrassing. That's number two. Ube ushpiza. Where did you eat the Shabbos? Oh, they invited you over, but they didn't invite me over. So you're allowed to lie and say who your host was. Or some say it means, did they serve you a good meal on Shabbos? And say, the food wasn't so good over there. You can lie and say the food wasn't so good because you don't want everybody in the neighborhood coming and ask him. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, what do you mean it's Lashon Hara? You're not going to say the food was good. What about Lashon Hara? Rav Moshe Feinstein says the truth about this doesn't mean that. It just means that you can lie and say, you know, who hosted you. But not whether the food was good or not. Right? Some of the Rishonim say, oh, did they give you, right? Rashi says, were they nice? Did they host you nicely? Says the Gemara, just one more line. My nafkamina, who cares that Tamid Chacham lie about these three things? Can you return lost object these people? If we know that they only lie about these three things, my dream lady is Tamid Chacham. So you're allowed to give him back the lost objects if he says he recognizes it. But if they lie about other things, lo madrinle, then you're not a Talmud Chacham, then you're a liar. So we don't give you back. Think one more line. Marzucha chasida ignivle kasta kasmi yishpiza. Marzucha was hosted by a certain guy who stole his silver goblet from him. Chazya lahu bar be rav demashi yadav v'nagav begliyim v'dechavre. So Marzucha saw that a certain Talmud Chacham, he was drying his hands with his friend's cloak. Amar, hainu hai, d'leichus la'amon ha'chavre. Oh, I see this guy who stole the goblet. So I can see now he also uses other people's clothing to wash. So, must be that this guy stole my goblet because he saw that he was using somebody else's garment to wipe his hands. He doesn't care about it. So kafsei v'ode. So he started whipping him and then he admitted that he stole his goblet because he caught him using somebody else's garment. He must be the guy who stole his goblet. Rabosai, everyone should have a wonderful day. If I can't get the Wi-Fi working over here, then we're going to have to give the shiur somewhere else. You're all invited to my house for the Wi-Fi.
What's the story with tomorrow night?
What's the story with tomorrow night? Yeah. What are we going to do tomorrow night? That's a good question. I got to think about that.
You can go back to the recording.